Today's Transmissions podcast is brought to you by 80stees.com. 80stees.com has an incredible selection of Transformers shirts and hoodies, including some amazing Transformers costume hoodies. Transform into Grimlock, Megatron, or even Optimus Prime with the 80stees.com costume hoodies.
All right, say your shit.
Hello, all sentient beings, and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk about all news, toys, and comic books related to the, all together now, Transformers. On this episode of Transmissions, Daryl's going to talk a little bit about action figures. I might just talk about comics. So pull your laptops in close, or you might miss something. We're about to start a special Google Hangouts edition of Transmissions.
Nice. Welcome, everyone, to the first official Google Hangouts edition of Transmissions. I am your host for tonight, Daryl. But on YouTube and most forums, I'm referred to as Cybertronian Beast. And I'm not alone. Joining me tonight is Yusuf, better known as Yoshi.
Hi.
You bastard.
Let's talk Transformers, Daryl.
Yoshi and I are hanging out here on YouTube tonight because Jeremy and Charles went off to Chicago and left us here. We figured why should they have all the fun? So if you were also jealous of all those bastards in Chicago, don't worry. We're going to have some good times here too. Hopefully I figured out how to get the Q&A working. And I did. There you go. So everyone can participate in the discussions. And if the hangout of ours doesn't degenerate into the craptastic asshattery I know we're capable of, then we might just publish this as an actual episode of Transmissions. So, yeah. Without further ado, let's talk Transformers.
He said it.
You know I did. You know I did.
It's cool because it's live.
It's very live, yeah. Now we have some special guests for this this live Google Hangouts edition, and they're regulars, I'd say, on the show. I guess you can qualify them as regulars.
You think we have enough people on the show to call them?
Yeah. They've been on a number of times. So let me bring in, live from inside their car, Charles and Jeremy. Unmute. It's not working.
Yeah.
Oh, that was such a good... I teed it up so well.
Yo.
Oh, that, where are you? Are you there?
Never underestimate the bandwidth of four tires and four doors.
Yeah.
Rubber tires. We're on rubber tires.
Sweet.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
So, Charles, everybody wants to know, did you get your hug quota filled?
I did hug a lot of people, and they enjoyed it. So.
Oh, God.
I think Josh Perez probably got the best one. He also got the first one.
I expected more tweeting of pictures of hugging, Jeremy. I'm kind of disappointed.
The bandwidth in the basement where they stuck us was not the best at all. There was a Supernatural convention in the hotel, and they like probably doubled TFCon in size.
Wow!
Whoa!
Who knew they even had convention?
That's
so.
Cool.
Was it overall a good trip? Did you guys enjoy yourselves?
Yeah, we had a great time. And
Is it something we all are going to continue to plan to go to next year?
Yep. Well, you know, BotCon announced they're going to be in the Chicago area next year.
Nice.
It's true.
I'm looking forward to that.
We're going to have to discuss whether it's TFCon Chicago or BotCon we go to next.
You might want to mute us. We're about to go to a toll plaza.
All right. We're going to mute them. They'll be back with us. They'll be back with us. Quit interrupting me. They'll be back with us.
How I feel, Yoshi.
Wouldn't be a transmissions episode if Charles wasn't trying to find some way to interrupt or correct somebody.
Yeah.
So while they pay the Chicago toll tax, how you doing, Daryl? It's been a week.
It has been a week, and we are. I'm doing okay. It's been not as Transformers-y as they've usually been, but I've been. I've been busy. As most of the guys on the podcast know, I got a new job. So been working away at that, but it is actually keeping me from my usual thing of hitting up the thrift stores. So I do try to get there as often as possible, and
making more children cry.
Yeah. I try my best to keep the children of London, Ontario in tears, but it is harder with a full-time job. We do actually have a question here in the Q&A from Dogcades, and he asks, did I clean out Value Village again this week? And I did get a couple things, but only one of them was actually complete, so I can show you that right now since I'm talking about it.
Is it complete or Daryl complete?
It is legit 100% complete. This is Revenge of the Fallen's Soundwave, and he does even have his missile. So I mean that's 100% complete there. So yeah, he's kind of cool. And in fact, he's a triple changer. He becomes this robot mode. He has a jet mode and he has a satellite mode. So
you denied some poor child 3 levels of fun, Daryl.
I did. Yeah, for $4.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the one thing that I was able to come out of Value Village this week. It was a good week. It's been busy for me getting trained in the new job. Before we go any further, we do have another question from Michael Sanford. He's asking, how can he join us? Well, Michael, you're already here. This is the extent of joining us. If we had every single person in the Hangout all talking at one time, it's a madhouse, and it's not what we wanted. It gets really crazy. So
basically, Daryl's BlackBerry can't handle that kind of awesome.
Yeah, it's too much, and so this is the extent of what we're going to be doing. We're going to take questions and we're going to talk and have all the discussion that's going on. This is to the extent of joining us.
And listeners might know Michael better by his online name, Dinobot Maximize.
That's right, Dinobot Maximize. So yeah. So we actually do have not really a topic list or anything like that, but we're going to go through some of the really cool, interesting news that came out of TFCon this week. I mean, we're going to talk about it more in depth when Charles and Jeremy actually get back from their car drive, and you know they're going to when we actually do record officially. But we do have a lot of news to talk about, as a toy guy, I could not be more excited about all the stuff that came out of the third-party panels and the reveals and stuff like that. So, I'm really excited about a lot of that stuff. The the one that got me, a lot of people were really, really excited to see that the that Megatron is now getting like a bunch of different figures, and that's really cool. I'm really excited about that. But what I was really surprised about that I did not see coming at all was the Astro Trains. Like, three different Astro Trains, or sorry, two different Astro Trains are coming to the market, and that's amazing. I'm really impressed by that. Did anyone, did you, I mean, Charles and Jeremy, did you guys get a chance to even see those things?
We didn't make it into the third party panel, unfortunately, and we did not get a chance to see those things. So we'll have to check them out online, like everyone else.
We were busy talking to James Roberts.
That's true. Michael Sanford says he's not Dinobot Maximize. Or sorry, he is. Yes, he is Dinobot Maximize. There you go. So, yeah. Sorry, I misread his comment there. So you guys spent a day and a half, well, I guess probably 2 days at TFCon, and you saw no toys?
We saw some toys. So a $65 Masterpiece Wheeljack.
Ah, yes.
And shout out and thank you to listener Drew Merkel, who clued us into that deal on Friday night. And we quickly ran up and took advantage of that.
Good for you. Yeah, no, that's a good price. I think I tweeted back at Jeremy that after shipping and everything, I spent $85 on mine. So, yeah, good deal for you, for sure.
To interrupt you, Daryl, can we enable the chat room? Would that be appropriate?
The chat room? What? Sure. I mean, it's just a group chat.
Right.
Yeah, what do you need?
I'll watch that if you want to watch the questions.
Well, the group chat, I think, is just for us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, Dinobot Maximize has another question. He wants to know what we think of the new leader Megatron and the Motor Master. So the Motor Master is actually from Bold Forms, and there's two Leader Megatrons. So we've got a Leader Megatron from, let me see here, check my notes. We've got a Leader Megatron from Bold Forms, which we've known about for a while. That's the Gladius one. The triple changer becomes the gun and the tank. And then we've also got the X-Transbots is the one that's producing the MP-10 scale Megatron. And this is the one that seemingly came out of nowhere because no one knew it was being done. And it's already up for pre-order for $149.99 on Big Bad, and TF Source has got it priced for the same. And I guess they're calling it, I'm going to pronounce it wrong, but Apollyon, I believe. And they look good. I mean, I think the Gladius one, they both have a lot of the same features, a lot of the same details on them, but the Apollyon and the Gladius, they look very similar. Apollyon, the MP10 scaled one, it looks really nice next to the MP10. I'm going to try something here, the screen share, and see if I can show you guys it in the chat here. And we'll see. Whoa, hey, there you go. So here's Apollyon. So that's that. And it looks really good, I think.
This is a third-party figure.
Yes, of course, yeah.
And it's a G1 interpretation.
Yep, and it's scaled with MP10. So it's the same height as that MP10 Optimus.
Daryl?
Does it have rubber tires?
Yeah, that's right. No.
You might be looking at my first third-party purchase.
Yeah?
Whoa, really?
Seriously, I want an MP Megatron, and the one that's out is shit.
Yeah, I can attest to that.
Yes, it is terrible.
I'd love to see this thing in gun mode.
Looks like he had real legs.
Yeah, we can. It kind of does. There is a picture of it in gun mode, and if you give me 1 second, I can probably find it here for you.
Giving away our secrets to the doctor.
I know. Oh, bad gateway.
Owned.
Yeah, I'm going to kill the share here for a second and bring us back. But yeah,
while you're looking that up, Daryl, while you're looking that up.
Yeah, you take it, buddy.
While you're looking that up. Jeremy.
Yes.
What is the worst thing about having Charles as a driving companion?
I think he's been an excellent driving companion.
Thank you, Jeremy.
All right, Charles, plug your ears.
You're right. To somebody. I'm asking the hard-hitting questions that our listeners want to know.
Yeah.
Here's an honest question, because I, living in Juneau, I don't have any of these options, but in this little road trip that you guys have taken, both up and down, where have you stopped to eat?
We've pretty much gone on the toll roads in Pennsylvania and Ohio and stuff, and we've just stopped at the service plazas. They have little food courts in there.
Gotcha. Like, how long was it a trip? How long is the trip driving up?
It's supposed to be what, 8 hours.
Yeah,
and it took us about 10 hours to get down because of accidents.
Because of the traffic.
Chicago traffic is absolutely horrible. We got into Chicago right during rush hour on a Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so our trip has been much faster, but the trip up there was took us extra 2 hours to get there.
Gotcha. You got that picture, Daryl?
I do, buddy. Let me screen share with you, and we'll show everybody. All right. So if you can see it, can you see my screen?
Yes.
All right, so this is Xtransbots Apollyon, and we're flipping through the TFCon third-party panel pages. And this is what made it for me. This looks amazing right here.
How did he get this Beltran 1?
Yeah, how did he get in the Ark? but I think this is the one you wanted, Yoshi.
Ooh. You know, the hand grip's a little thick, but I'll live with that. That's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah. And he comes with all the essential parts to make him, the fully functioning Megatron there.
Look at that. I'm so glad I didn't wear pants today.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's that there. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
Now, this is a stupid question, but do you know if you pull the trigger, does it actually have any give to it?
I mean, this is a prototype. I have no idea. But most gun figures, they do have a bit of a click to them just to make it more realistic.
God, that's beautiful, man. I really like how that looks.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the they did talk about Motor Master. Let's see. This is the This is Xtransbots, and we're talking about Motor Master, who is Bold Form, so there he is. And there's Motor Master. And this is the centerpiece of their combiner, obviously, so he doesn't look too bad. I don't mind him.
He looks cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty detailed.
Yes, yeah.
People are asking what I'm drinking. I'm drinking a Diet Pepsi.
I like the details in his feet here. You can definitely see the front of the truck, and that's totally G1 right there. You know, seeing the front of the truck cap right there. But yeah, we've got a lot of cool stuff from TFCon, and it was a really good show. I was glued to my BlackBerry when the stuff was coming out of the third party panel.
I wasn't. I don't have a BlackBerry.
I was glued to my smartphone.
It's a BlackBerry. How smart is it?
Oh, very, very smart.
Driving slam from Charles.
Let's see here. Dinobot Maximize wants to know, the video was of the vendor room they were walking through and Charles and Jeremy walked by going somewhere.
What video is that?
I don't know. Okay.
I guess we got captured on the TFCon video somewhere.
Maybe. I didn't see any video.
Again, walking and not hugging. I'm really confused.
Yeah.
My expectation level is just...
Okay, here's one for Jeremy and Charles from Dinobot Maximize. He says he's curious how many comics you got signed and how long it took them to do it. And here's the first part of the question. I guess this is not in any order. He also saw Jeremy and Charles on a video someone shot at the con. They posted it on their Facebook, and they only saw it for, only won for like 5 seconds.
They were only on it for 5 seconds.
Yeah. So there you go. So how many comics did you guys sign?
You should answer that question, Daryl.
I sent 24.
Fuck. I sent one.
I probably brought 10 or so plus the my Wreckers hardcover and Covenant of Primus.
So 13-ish?
Yeah, something like that.
I brought like all the ish all so you know of course I have every cover for the last 3 or 4 months or so. So there was Primacy, More Than Meets the Eye, Robots in Disguise, and Windblade. I had the last issue of Windblade. I needed Sarah Stone to sign, and she also signed our giveaway prize, the Windblade trade paperback.
Right,
and she was very excited. I went up to her and I said, "Hey, we have this trade." And she's like, "Oh, this is the prize, and you're going to send this to Margaret after I sign it." Like, yeah, right. So, and she also said she was very apologetic. She said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't make it onto your anniversary show." So she, I think she's still listening. I hope.
That's cool.
Nice.
Ours could have been like more gracious.
So it really behooves you, Charles. It really behooves you, Charles, to go to as many cons as possible so you don't have to take so many books each time.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna be a little bit more choosy next time. I'm not building up my entire catalog from this point until next year just to bring.
He's gonna bring his entire G1 run with Kuniyoshi.
And of course, on your list, Daryl, I think James Roberts had the biggest list of comics he wanted to get signed. So,
yeah.
And then I had my list too. So,
and Mr. Roberts would like to know what your favorite character in More Than Meets the Eye is. He's just wondering.
I like. Who will he never kill? Rodimus. I like Rodimus.
He killed Rodimus.
Oh, in another dimension. He'll never kill him off, though.
Mine's Windblade.
Rob Pearson says, hi, guys. I made it after a really long day at a local con. Hey, Rob. Thanks for joining us. We're glad you're here.
We met him. Oh, wait. We met Rob Springer. Sorry.
Don't confuse the Robs, man. Don't confuse the Robs. And also, Rob says to Yoshi, he needs you to email him about Windblade.
Yeah, I'm just waiting until I mail it out. That's all. If that's an issue, I can email them soon. But I'm just waiting until we mail it out.
Right on.
To our lucky winner.
Oh yeah, thanks to Rob for paying for it.
Yes, thanks.
Yeah,
Rob.
Yeah. Rob sponsored a good chunk of that contest.
And Dogcades, he wants to know if we've seen those picks for the new Defensor, the prototype, no color. And I think that's the Make Toys one he's talking about. So let's bring up those. I'm experimenting with screen share, so why the hell not?
Yeah. You're getting good at minimizing your porn windows.
Oh, yeah, they're...
Uh-oh. Whoa.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. Perception
there, dude.
Okay. Make toys. I think I missed it. I don't have the link up here, Dogcades. I'm sorry. Oh no. Hold on. The one is from. Yeah, the Guardia. Yeah, I have the Guardia one. Here we go. There he is. So that's looking pretty badass.
Yeah, he is, just from that perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although I always thought Blades was supposed to be on the side. But, whatever. It's wrong. They ruined it.
I know how you feel, buddy.
Are the arms unstoppable?
I'm sure they are, yeah. I'm sure the connectors are the same. But yeah, no, it looks really badass. I really like the detail on Groove here. The handlebars sticking out from the side. Everything looks really, really minute and really detailed. I like that a lot. Yeah, no, that was really cool. I like that. Rob Pearson says, sounds good. So there we go. Taking care of that. Rob also wants to know, I'm just checking stuff off here. Check. And Rob wants to know if, Charles, which was more enjoyable, TFCon Chicago or BotCon?
Ooh,
that's a tough one.
That's hard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not to say TFCon Chicago. I think, it was definitely I had the advantage of having met people before, so I saw them again, and you know was able to be much more interact with them and yeah more relaxed. Jeremy's here with me. That is of course a plus that adds to the experience, and just the fact that we met so many listeners here, and met guys who came up to us and said, "Oh, we love the show. We're really enjoying it." That was really a big. Just a big win for us.
We met a listener that learned about us from Transformerland.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
But we got to spend a good amount of time with Tacoma Prime, Tom Lynch, Christopher,
Chad Sherlock.
That's cool.
So, it was a lot of fun.
We met the Audiomax Theater guys in person, so Drew's
awesome.
Part of that. Dave, Ninja Dave, is running that.
I saw some pictures from that on Twitter.
Yeah.
Now, it kind of, to me, you know, just from the pictures, it looked like you were reading a little bit for them, were you?
Not at the con, but he did invite us to submit more auditions.
Nice.
And we're going to try and get him on the show, too. Get him and the other Audio Nights guys on the show just to talk about their project.
Super cool. We should definitely do that.
Right on.
We talked a bunch of the Radio Free Cybertron guys like Brian Kilby and Rob Springer.
Pearson.
Rob Pearson. Oh.
Oh, no, sorry. Rob Springer. You're right.
Yeah. They were awesome. It was fun.
And of course, meeting the artists were all awesome. They talked about how they liked what we were doing as well. I mean, Casey Collar, Andrew Griffith, Brendan Cahill, Livio Ramondelli, Josh Perez, Josh Burcham, Sarah Stone,
We also met Ken Christensen, and Aaron Archer was there too.
Mm-hmm. I've been nervous about that whole aspect about you guys being down there. I hope you didn't catch too much flack for all of my texture shit.
Perez had a few words for you, but,
Perez is turned on by it, Yoshi.
Nice.
On. He likes the angry texture talk, you know.
Challenge accepted, gentlemen.
And of course, the highlight was talking to James Roberts and getting him to sit down with us for a little while. So more on that later this week.
Sweet.
Yeah, that'll come up. All right, so Dynamot Maximize wants to know, having a hard time figuring out which one of these questions comes first. I want to try and go to TFCon Chicago next year. I hope any idea price-wise for room, food, entry, and all?
The room rate was like $139 a night. Food at the hotel was super expensive. They had like a little self-serve buffet type thing. You get like burgers or hot dogs and stuff. And the burger, chips, and a cupcake and a drink was like $17. Crazy expensive. But there were some reasonable places around it. The actual car itself was about $50.
Yeah, it was $50 for the weekend pass. Mm-hmm. Without any figures. Like, if you want a convention-exclusive figures, that'll bring you more. But for just the con, it was $50.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
And since we shared a room, we split the cost of the hotel.
Oh, how did that go?
There were two beds in the hotel, Daryl.
Oh, I was just going to ask, who is the big spoon?
According to the maid at the hotel, they only had to make one.
Oh. Digging into the research there.
Yes.
Let's see here. Dynamo Maximize says, yeah, all guys have to do is send that comic and figure to me.
We haven't picked the winner yet.
Yeah, he thinks he's a winner.
Yeah. And he follows that up with, to Jeremy and Big C, what was the thing you were most excited about seeing at the con?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's clear that we are more than meets the eye fans, so getting to spend a lot of time with James Roberts, just having a conversation, that was the high point for me.
Yeah. Between that and then also going to dinner with the Audio Nice Theater guys and a bunch of the IDW guys, that was a lot of fun.
And then the $65 wheeljack, I think, is up there too.
Have you opened it yet?
Not yet.
You sure it's in the box? Yes.
Yes.
did you pimp our petition?
We got James Roberts to talk about it.
Nice.
That's cool.
It's in the episode coming up with him.
Awesome. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Dogcades asks, can you guesstimate if there were more people at BotCon versus TFCon Chicago, and would you consider this first attempt for TFCon Chicago as a big success?
I would definitely call it a success, but I do think there were less people at TFCon Chicago just because the lines were much shorter. So,
from what I heard, they were kind of running this TFCon on a shoestring staff, and I think it exceeded their expectations in terms of numbers. There were a lot more people at the TFCon Canada I went to a couple years ago.
They were begging for volunteers up until even the day of the start of it, so I don't think they were really low on people. So
there were a ton of people there in terms of attendees, but
the lines weren't horrible. For the first Bondi kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you could, in the autograph room with Dan Gilbison, Alan Oppenheimer, and Vince Terzo, you could walk right up. I mean, Dan Gilbison was the only one who had a little bit of a line. The other two, you could walk right up to them.
Isn't Venus Terzo pretty?
Yeah. I spent like 5-10 minutes talking to her.
She's beautiful inside and out.
Right on.
And we handed out cards, so hopefully we might have a chance to talk to some of those guys on the show. I handed out cards to Dan Gilbison, Alan Oppenheimer, and Venus Terzo.
Yeah, hopefully we can get one of them on. Yeah. That'd be really cool.
And we all Bob Skier was there too. We talked to him, and he told us to friend him on Facebook, so we might have the chance to talk to him too.
That's cool. What is it here? Dynamite Maximize says, other than the MP Wheeljack, what was the big money items you guys bought?
That was it for me. I mean, there's a couple other things that I got, but maybe I want to save that for the store. Next
okay. Week. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I got a bunch of prints and stuff that I'll show off. They were definitely the big money items. I think I went a little overboard. But they're really cool.
He follows that up with, what of what you saw there are you most excited about?
I don't know. I mean, I guess since we missed the third-party panel, we didn't see a lot of future stuff coming up. I mean, we just got to meet and hang out with the artists and see all the stuff that was being offered on the dealer's floor.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Most excited about episode 4 of Audio Nice Theater.
Yeah.
They're not doing one VCI issue by issue.
Nice.
It seems like you guys had a lot of experiences worth enjoying.
Yeah, we did. We definitely did.
We got Rob Pearson here saying that a solid score on the Wheeljack. Some clown was selling a KOMP Datsun at his local show today for $65. That's extreme. That's an extreme price on the KOs. They shouldn't be more than 40. But even that, because they're good quality. I mean, they are KOs, but they've been really improving the quality of the KOs on the MP stuff. But yeah, that's extreme pricing on those things. I mean, for $65, you expect to get the real thing.
Or at least rubber tires.
Probably won't see rubber tires on the knockoff.
No. And Dogcade says, not to take any thunder from Yoshi's list, the only list that matters.
It's true.
But does Charles have a hug list started?
I didn't record names, so
Charles.
Everyone who wants a hug can get on the list. That list is not exclusive.
Let me ask you a question, Charles.
Yeah.
If you could hug anyone from history, alive or dead, who would it be?
I don't know. Martin Luther King Jr.
All right. Good answer.
Well, we've got Yoshi and I brought some goodies from our vault to show off. I think Yoshi, you put a lot more thought into this than I did. You want to go first?
You kind of put the fear in me, son.
I did. You better bring it.
But you got to have all your G1 shit ready to show. I'm like, fuck, I don't have that much. I guess the first thing I'll show off is something I teased about on Twitter. It's a this will be my only action figure I show for the evening because I'm a comics guy, goddammit. What I've got here is a Transformers Universe Megatron in the G2 style.
Oh.
And this thing is pretty damn wicked, and it's killing me not to open it because it looks so cool. He's almost, if not exactly, the same size as my Cosmos, and these two would have so much fun together. I love that G2 Megatron so much, and I really do hope one day they make a masterpiece version of it. But this is one I really wish I could open, and I'm one of those guys that has to have two of everything, so I haven't opened them yet because I don't have two, and I don't know if I ever will. But he's a sweet looking figure, Daryl. Do you have this one?
Mine's not a universe version, but I do have a Megatron in that size class. In that mold, I do have that mold, but I don't think it has the same paint apps that you have. So you
what
might
do
have
think
to.
Of it?
It's cool. I think it. I when it comes to those Legends class ones, I think that they probably have the best positioning and the best look that they'll ever have in the package. So I always, that's the way I always kind of look at these things. And when I open them, I experience it and I'm like, I was so much more happier with the figure when it was in the package.
Okay.
So, you know, so that's why I end up sometimes buying two of them. Cause they're not very expensive. I have a fear that I'll open something that I really, really am excited about and be really disappointed with the outcome. So.
Well, that's unfortunate to hear because he looks fucking stellar.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's my my only figure to show off today. I have other shit. That's my only figure. Because I'm a comics guy. What?
You said that already.
I need to make sure everybody knows that. Jesus Christ, you're in a car. Shut up. Do you have something to one-up me there, Daryl?
Sure. Let me kick your ass back with this bad boy. I've showed it before, but this deserves the attention. This is Device Label Jaguar.
Oh, I remember that guy.
Now,
USB stick.
The USB Ravage. And this is 2 gigs. It is Takara Tomy exclusive. Like, you can't get it from Hasbro. And you can go on to like Amazon or different websites right now, and you can get them up to 64 gigs. But the official Takara Tomy release was only 2 gigs. So anything other than the 2 gig one is not official. So know that. But this thing is amazing. Definitely one of the best, if not the best, Ravage out there. And I've never actually used it as a USB stick, but I've opened it and messed around with it as a Ravage figure, and amazing, absolutely amazing. It really does work. For me, this is my masterpiece Ravage. Really cool looking figure.
Do you think there's a quality difference between that one and the one I have that is the knockoff?
Which one do you have, the Ravage?
Yeah, but it's like the 4 or the 8 gig one.
Okay. I mean, I don't have a knockoff one. I don't have the unofficial. Uh-huh. So I don't know what they did differently. I've heard that maybe the legs are all plastic. I know that for the USB one that I have, it's done very similarly to the original Ravage G1 figure, where the legs are steel. So it's got the die cast legs with the plastic paws, right?
Right.
So yeah. But other than that, it's a really cool looking figure.
Okay.
All right, let's take some of these questions and clear up some of this Q&A we've got going on here. We've got, what is it here? Dogcades wants to know, Yoshi, have you messed with your G1 Optimus Prime yet?
Beyond my initial taking it out just to check on a couple of things that Daryl and I were having questions about, I haven't. I'm looking for, I just moved, so hence the lame background and whatnot. I'm looking for and trying to set up an appropriate place to take really nice pictures of it, because I only want to do that once, and I want to take a fuck ton of pictures so that I've got every angle and everything covered so that I can use them in the future for my own needs. But, you know, Daryl and I still have some questions. We believe, you know, just on our first look at it, it is like a first pressing of the mold, or a first-ish pressing of the mold. It doesn't have the rub sign on it, and everything seems to be there. I mean, I am just stoked that there's an unused sticker sheet in it, but I haven't touched it since then. It has sat very very protectively on my Transformers shelf and blocked from all light. So the next time I take it out, I'm gonna photograph the shit out of it, but I need the right setup to do that, and hopefully that'll happen sooner rather than later.
You should buy some PlayStation props.
I didn't catch that.
You should buy some of those toy stages and use those backgrounds.
Oh yeah, seriously. That might be a perfect excuse for me to get some.
I was really disappointed. I thought they were going to be at TFCon, and they weren't.
Repro Labels wasn't there.
No.
Oh, man. That's a bummer. I could have sworn that
they were there. They were going to be there.
Yeah. We got a question from Crystal G.
K-Girl.
Yes, I believe that is K-Girl. And, she asks, if Charles could hug any bot, who would he hug?
Wrong.
Well done. He needs it, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see here.
I think he said something like, I feel like I could get my arms around him.
Right.
Yeah.
All I heard was, get,
well, you're in Canada.
Yeah. Let's see. Dinobot Maxpies wants to know, he says, if this goes to Yoshi and Daryl, do you guys plan to try and go to Chicago Con next year? And if so, do you all plan to go and maybe do a show there? I think that was the plan. We're talking about it. I mean, being a year away, that there's definitely a lot to, you know, consider. We got a lot of time to plan. And then obviously coming from this past week, we heard that BotCon is going to be there just the month, or in June. It's going to be there in June. So, yeah, that's exciting. I mean, I've never gone to a BotCon, and I'd love to just go to one, just to say I was at one BotCon. We'll discuss it as a group. We haven't really had a chance to discuss it, BotCon option, but the idea was, up until this week, was to try and make it out to TFCon Chicago next year.
Yosh. Yeah, I would love, yeah, I'm totally looking forward to it. I already got my money set aside. I'm ready for this. I've gotten the okay from anybody that might stand in my way. I really would like to pull a playbook from the Roboplastic Apocalypse and actually just set my phone to record and record what I see walking around the convention and turn that into something that, that everybody can listen to. I you know, in my wildest dreams, we'd go hang out together. We'd go to the con. We'd go back to the hotel, and I could edit it at night and post it up the next day. I know that's not going to happen, but in my head, I would love for it to happen that quickly. It probably won't, though. But, I mean, my intention is to record like that. Now, if we also sit down and do a show while we're there, sweet. I mean, I'm going to be there with all the time in the world. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it'd be fun. Let's see. Rob Pearson says, why Yoshi, why? Or Yoshi, why?
Fuck, dude, I don't know.
That might have been related to another statement.
It might have been. The only other thing I could think of was the Windblade thing.
Oh, yeah.
You can follow up on email.
Dinobot Maximize asks, or says, I'm like Yoshi, and I'm a comics guy, but also a figure guy though I had to sell most of my collection a few years ago due to hard times, and I'm rebuilding. I am back to about 10% of what I used to have, and have about 400 figures. And I used to have about 400 figures at one time.
Fuck.
It's pretty good. I'm currently sitting at, I think last count was 330. So I mean, I don't. By like insane collector standards, that's not a lot. But when you mention it to my wife, I'm a crazy person. So yeah. But no, good for you. If it's what you like,
yeah. I mean, it sucks that you had to sell it, but a lot of the fun is just trying to get that stuff either back or focus on the one part of the collection that you want to strengthen or build out. So, you know, fuck, dude, I had a blast putting together the G1 and the Regeneration 1 books, and even with the Regeneration 1 books, I'm still trying to gather all of the alternate covers. That's turning out to be a huge pain in my ass. So fuck mm-hmm. you, IDW. Daryl, The guys dropped out there, and they're asking if you'd send the request to Jeremy's phone.
Okay, they switched drivers, did they?
I don't know what they did.
Oh, they just switched
phones. Probably a hug out, and it broke the phone. And Charles is I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Let's see. Rob Pearson is asking why the name Yoshi.
Yes.
I'm going to answer this one because
I'm sure you get it all the time.
I get it constantly, and I get the Mario reference, which is fine. And I remember exactly how this happened. I had just moved from Kansas to Washington State. I had, and it was in the middle of sixth grade. And I was sitting in the library of our grade school drawing this poster of Garfield for a class project that we had. And a kid comes up to me, literally goes, "You look like a Yoshi. I'm going to call you Yoshi from now on." And I looked back at him and I said, "Please don't." Because you know how this affects. "Please don't." And he just like, "Too late." And he walked off. And I just went, "Fuck." Because I knew it was going to stick. I mean, there was no getting out of it. So, like, for the first, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, I hated the name. I absolutely hated it. And something just happened. Like, you know, I'd walk into a room, and everyone
would be like, "Hello, we're back.
Hey.
Welcome back. I was just telling my life story, so you need to shut up for a minute."
All right, so, you know, we were at a TFCon, and...
So, you know, I walk into a room after 3 or 4 years, and everybody in the room just goes, "Yoshi!" You know, it's like Norm from Cheers. Like, that's the kind of reception I seem to get now. It's more of like it motivates other people than it does anything for me. So I've just learned to live with it. And it's a lot easier to pronounce in my actual name. So it's Yoshi, it just works. And that's the answer I have. It's fucking, you can either blame Garfield, you can blame sixth graders, or you can blame the kid that coined it. I don't know what to tell you.
Right on. Let's see here. He says, this is Dinobot Maximize here. He says, though you have what you have now, Daryl, and I had what I had combined even with Yoshi, Big C, and Jeremy, we all probably have nothing compared to Proto Man.
That's true.
He also goes on to say, if you guys are willing to allow one extra to TFCon Chicago next year to help lessen the expenses, I want to try and go myself and be honored to join you guys there. Well, we'll see. I mean, all four of us are, you know, we comfortably will fill two rooms, and, you know, it also will fill one vehicle. So, you know, that, you know, we'll see how that goes. But, you know, we're not really kind of planning that out yet.
We're in the daydream phase of how awesome it's going to be. Not the logistic phase.
Yeah. Let's see here. Here's a question for Charles and Jeremy. So,
hey,
they are. Yeah, Dynamite Maximize has asked, did you guys have a lot of fans come up to you at the con?
Not a whole lot, but there were about, I would say, maybe, yeah, 10, including Drew Merkel, Tom Lynch, Chad Sherlock. Those are the guys who, at Tacoma Prime, yeah. He's done guest spots, so maybe he doesn't count as a fan. He's already been on the show a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, those four guys and, like, a few other random people just, you know, said hi and said they love the show.
Very cool.
Back out live, Marge. That really does feel good.
Yeah. It's a little off-putting at the beginning. You're like, wait a minute, you're actually talking to me? Yeah.
Well, this is where doing the YouTube part of the show actually helped.
Yeah, it's true. They all know what we look like, right?
Yeah.
Right on.
Did you get anyone coming up to you at TFCon Toronto?
One. Yes, I do. He'll have to forgive me. I forget his name, but he does watch all of our trips to the store segments.
Oh, cool.
He did. He just kind of did like a double take, and then he's like, "Daryl," and I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Hey, I watch your YouTube." And I'm like, "Well, I do the YouTube reviews." And he's like, "No, I watch your trips to the store." I'm like, "Right on!" Like, "Did you listen to the rest of the podcast?" Like, "Oh yeah, right on." So yeah, I had a little conversation with the guy there, standing in the middle of the vendors for about 30 minutes. It was fun.
I think you were mentioned in the costume panel.
I heard was, that. Tacoma Prime mentioned it to me.
Yeah. He said that there was, like, mention of at the Canadian one, someone showed up as, like, an obscure human character in, like, one issue of the comic. And he yelled out,
You cut out on us there. What'd you say?
They said that, you know, some guy showed up as some obscure human character from like one issue of the comic. Tacoma yelled out, "Jake Dalrymple."
Right on. That's awesome.
We're bringing an obscure character to the forefront.
Yeah. Evil King Macrokranios has joined us.
Macrokranios?
Steve is here.
Steve, he wants to know how much the voice actors were charging for autographs.
20 bucks. Yeah.
For
photos were 20, but I think Venus was less.
Yeah, that's a piss off.
Yeah, so 10 or 20 bucks. The picture.
Okay.
And then 20 bucks per autograph, per item.
Did they have lines? Were there long lines to get shit signed?
No, only Dan Gilvezin had a little bit of a line, but the other two had no lines.
Gotcha.
And the comic guys did not charge for any signatures.
Yeah, they never do. Those guys are awesome.
But they charge for print, so they're making their money.
Well, of course. Sure. He also asks, what were the parts parties like? Were there any after-convention get-togethers like that?
Well, that's where we got our $65 wheeljack, was a vendor couldn't get a table at the in the dealer room, so they set up in a suite in the hotel.
Yeah, I'm sure couldn't get a table.
Well, it's a store that hasn't launched yet online, so it might have been like a last-minute thing.
Wow.
But that was where all the action was.
Yeah, no, those places, those parts parties are busy.
But we didn't stay after the show, so we don't know what happened. Like, if they had some get-togethers afterwards.
Yeah. Dinobot Maxima says he says he bets we're getting tired of all of his questions. No, man, no. You keep asking him. Go ahead. That's what this whole thing is for. Ask away. And then Steve asks, did you go to any of the podcaster panels or any of the other panels at all?
We went to a lot of the panels, but we missed the fan media panel. And we missed the live podcast today because we had to leave earlier to get home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we're experts in fan-made media now, right?
But we went to – well, I went to the – we both went to the James Roberts Q&A. I went to the voice actor panel. And we went to the writing 101 panel.
Cool.
So, guys, we're going to have to sign off in a couple of minutes because we're actually getting close to home.
Okay.
So, if there are any more questions that come up that are for us, try and read them now. But otherwise, we're going to have to sign off.
Yeah, I'll write them down and we'll save them for the next time we're all together.
Okay. Yep.
We've cleared the board right now. But thanks for joining us, guys, for sure. And safe drive the rest of the way.
Long time listener. First time caller.
But yeah, safe drive, and we'll talk to you guys on the next recording.
All right, cool. Thanks. We'll hang up and listen.
Okay. Bye.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Well, Yo, should we show the people another vault item that we brought?
That's a fuck yeah.
Damn right.
Damn right. How about you go first this time?
Oh, I think I don't know whether you're gonna want me to. I don't know whether you're gonna actually be able to keep up with me.
Well, I'll let you know.
I have a lot of stuff. I mean, I've shown a lot of my stuff off before, so
With the exception of one thing, I haven't shown anything here off before.
Oh, well, good for you, because I've shown a lot of stuff. This is my boxed Ultra Magnus. Now, I showed this off on our Christmas show, which kind of got lost in limbo for like 2 months as we waited for Mirgard Scott's permission to come through. But this was a gift from my brother. And, man, this thing's badass. This is a really badass figure.
That is a very badass figure. And the first thing that's screaming at me about that, Daryl, is the box art looks different than mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
This is Canadian. This is the Canadian box.
Okay, that would explain it.
Yeah. I mean, if you look up close, you can see French.
Bonjour. Mais oui. That's why nobody opened it. Nobody wanted the damn thing.
Oh, no, it's been opened. Yeah. But it was funny because, like I said, my brother got this for me, and it's got this big triangle on the side that says glow-in-the-dark mini poster. And when he got it for me, the guy that he bought it off of told him, he said, everything's in there, the tech specs, the, you know, the card reader, even the little thing to buy the Omnibots on, it's all in there except the glow-in-the-dark poster.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gave it to me, and my brother said, okay, it's all in there except for this poster. And I said, well, my brother's name is Mike. I said, Mike, I had this thing when I was a kid, and I still got the poster. So I went through my shit, and lo and behold, there was the damn poster. So
nice.
I completed this fucker. Yeah, I had it. I had the poster. The box is a little bit more, it needs a little bit of work. I mean, it's got a rip in there, and there's a nice tear in the plastic up here. But other than that, I mean,
what do you want?
One side of it's still sealed.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's real nice.
Can you describe the poster?
I can show it to you if you give me a second. I
would love to see the poster. I'm gonna read a question while you're pulling that out.
Go ahead.
I can't answer it, but I can I can't set the change on it. But what is it? Dinobot Maximize is asking, have you guys considered doing a show or multiple shows where you all show off your collection? Just the whole thing. You want me to take it?
Go ahead, man.
You know, I think, Dinobot, I think we would love to do that. There's definitely not a lack of enthusiasm from anybody on the crew. I think the issue comes from the lack of time to do something like that. We got lucky this week that Daryl and I had some extra time. We're also still going to try and record a normal show. So we just happen to have a little bit of extra time, and we've been getting Twitter questions or requests to do a live Google Hangout, so that's why we're doing it this way. Mm-hmm. I think we would love to show off our collection. I think we would love to just put it out there and go, neener, 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 this is what I got, Daryl, fuck you, neener, 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 this is what I got, Yoshi, fuck off. But it's just time, guys. I mean, between family, work, Grand Theft Auto 5, having to take a shower and eating. It's just, this thing does take up a hell of a lot of time, and we're basically doing it for fun.
Yep. I agree. I mean, I actually was thinking, about it last night, that I've got this black background behind me.
Yeah.
And if I move it, there's just junk. It's just junk behind me, and it's not really very video-tastic. So I was considering, because where my computer is located, it needs to be here. I really, I mean, I could get wires and spend a whole lot of money, you know, moving the computer to a more vibrant area of the basement. But I was thinking maybe it might be better if I redesign the layout of the basement and put all my cool shit behind me. But that's a lot of work. And I had definitely designed the setup of the basement before we started doing this, you know, YouTube and podcasting and all that stuff. So, yeah. But it's definitely been a question. And I try, and every now and then through my YouTube channel, my own personal channel, I try and show off bits and pieces of my collection, shelves here and there, but yeah, it's something we try and do. But trips to the store is always a really good place to look for you know, items from our collection.
So you know which one of us to rob in the future.
Exactly. I've got that thing for you. So,
yeah, let's see this poster, man.
So it comes like this, all folded up. Decipher the Decepticons. Sweepstakes, English and French, and then it folds out to show the poster. So you can see where the glow-in-the-dark bits would be.
I don't think I've ever seen that image before.
It's one part of four. It's one of four images that make up that massive image.
So a different Ultra Magnus would have a different poster in it?
No, bigger leader figures would have it. I believe Galvatron had it. I believe like Rodimus Prime had it. Whatever the big figures were from the movie, because it was a movie, you know, series.
Right.
They were all part of it. But
that's awesome, dude! I never knew that existed.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I did take a scan of the full image at one point, so I've got it kicking around somewhere. Maybe if I find it again, I'll send it over to you.
Does the glow-in-the-dark gimmick still work?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, the phosphorus is gone. Hmm. But yeah. That's part two of my awesome voltage. What do you got, buddy?
Well, that's a good question. I was going to get that a little bit readier here. I didn't. let's go with this. This is cover A, issue 81 of Transformers Regeneration 1. And it is signed by Simon Furman.
Nice.
I am super stoked to have this beast. Now, when I picked this up, I also got a signed, Simon also signed the script for this issue. So I've got a copy of the script also signed by Simon Furman.
That's pretty sweet.
You know, when I got back into collecting and I was trying to put together the comics, I never thought I would be lucky enough to score something by Simon Furman that he touched or signed. And I'm super stoked about it. I'm being a comics book guy. I couldn't be more stoked about this.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Simon Furman's on my list of guys to get to sign stuff, and yeah, I'd like to have him go to a con because that's definitely the easiest place to find him.
Right.
Rather than buying something online, but yeah, it's that's gorgeous, and I love that cover.
Good cover.
The What Kept You? Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I dig it. It turned out really well.
Mm-hmm. We've got questions.
Let's go.
Okay, let's see here. K-Girl asks, Daryl, do you ever see a new figure and go, yes, this is going to be a great collectible one day, or go, this is going to be worthless? That's a great question. I do think there's a lot of figures that come out that are coming out recently that are definitely not going to hold their value. And I mean, I look at them and I can see, like, here's one from, you may not have been on when I showed it. This is the Revenge of the Fallen Soundwave. This thing is not worth any money at all, right? But you would have spent $15 to buy it, right? If I'm lucky, I might get $10 for it. Might.
You might be able to get a bucket of children's tears, too.
That's guaranteed. but no, this thing is not worth much at all. I think when it comes to Transformers, there's a lot of aesthetics that go into it. The thing has to look like the character. It has to be easy enough to be played with by children and by adult collectors. And then it also has to be, it has to be fun, right? But, so if you're talking about Hasbro stuff, then most of the figures coming out are generally not going to keep their value, because they're just not made for all three of those facets. But when you see the figures that the third-party companies are coming out with, those figures are definitely worth the money. I can't think of a third-party figure that has come out from a worthwhile company that has actually gone down in value. Well, let's see. I can think of one. For whatever reason, the Throttlebots from Toy World do not hold their value. Maybe once they finish their combiner and people can actually buy all of them or whatever, maybe they'll go back up. But BBTS is clearing out the Aurora figure or Searchlight. Personally, I'm kind of waiting for their Trace figure, which is their Chase figure, to go down as well before I buy it. But yeah, it's the third party stuff. It's very rare to see one actually go down in value. I hope that answered your question. That's a tough question. But usually when I go into the stores, I'm not the kind of guy that buys two of anything just to be, you know, that guy. Yoshi buys two of everything.
Well, you and I collect differently. I collect because I do want to show it off and I want to tinker with it, whereas I think you're doing multi-tiers of collecting. You've got your stuff that are like your figures you love and you want to display and show off and just stare at and maybe look at naked at night. Mm-hmm. But then you also have the figures that you're buying for the sole purpose of turning them around to get the figures you actually want. And yeah. I think there's need to have that discussion of how do you do that? How do you do that so well? What are the trade-offs, the downs and the pluses of doing that? We haven't really discussed that, other than in passing to be like, you know, in my inquiries of like, you know, are you buying this to flip it or are you buying this to keep or that? But we haven't really dug into that, and that might be a show topic one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely something to get into. I think in my entire collection there might be, I don't know, there might be 20 figures that I'm never ever going to get rid of. Everything else has a price, right?
Right.
And if there's something, there's always that next tier of thing to get into. And I way back when I was young, I used to play Magic cards, Magic the Gathering, and a buddy of mine who was always carrying around the most expensive cards in his trade binder, and I could never ever trade with him. I always wanted to, and I asked him, I said, how do you get the best cards to trade with? And he said, well, I'll tell you the secret is you never trade down. You always trade up, which means if I wanted to offer somebody, you know, if I had a Masterpiece Wheeljack and somebody else said, okay, well, I want your Masterpiece Wheeljack, I'll offer you 10 Generations figures, right? Well, sure, that's worth the money, right? That's probably at least $100 in value, right? But I'm getting rid of one much more valuable figure and gaining something that will never be that valuable, right? So I'm gaining more quantity, losing out on quality. So the idea was to never trade down, never take your quality for quantity. Go the other way. Trade two masterpieces or three masterpieces for, you know, something like a G1, you know, I don't know, Overlord or something like that. Like something out of the reach, like a Holy Grail or something like that. Use those to trade up. That was the idea of that, and I, whenever possible, I do try and do that because that's really good advice.
Yeah, it makes sense. Everything's got its price, right?
Yeah. Let's see here. Dinobot Maximize says, time and all is one reason I said multiple shows where you each take turns for a show and all.
So yes. Yeah,
we just need time. It's just a time thing.
We can optimize the shit out of everything so that we are taking up the least amount of time to record something. And when we do that, we see that the show suffers or that the quality of what we put out suffers. Mm-hmm. If we just do it one at a time, it's going to take less time. You're absolutely right. We still need the time to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe one of these days we'll pull something like that off. It's something we want to do. You know, we're all narcissistic enough that we want to talk about our shit constantly. It's not that problem. It's just time, man. It's time.
Rob Pearson asks, Darrow, when you buy figures, do you think of eventual resale value later? Not so much to make money, but if you decide to move on. Yeah, I think I mentioned this in the last question that I answered it's not always on my mind, but definitely when I'm talking about the Value Village stuff, I mean, it's really cheap and really inexpensive to get into figures from those thrift stores, and I don't really feel like I'm taking advantage of those guys, just because they're putting it out. They don't care what they're putting in those bags of toys. They just want to sell them for their 2 and 3 and 4, up to $7 or $8 for a bag of toys, right? But if I can find something in there that's worth well over that amount, I'm gonna be happy, right? Now, yes, so a lot of times I do find something that's not exactly worth the money, or it's worth more to actually, or it'll cost me more to finish it or complete it. But yeah, usually on those, it is resale value that's on my mind. Yeah. We got one from Dynamo Maximize here. He says, I know that poster. I knew someone who had all four of those and had them in a huge picture frame. It looked awesome. Yeah.
Damn, I bet it would.
That would look awesome.
Oh, yeah. I just discovered this thing existed, and I could appreciate how awesome that would have been.
Yeah. He also goes on to say, if I may ask, when you guys go to record a show, how long does it normally take you to record a show, and how long is it for whoever to edit it? Well, the editing is a question for Charles or Jeremy. I mean, Yoshi's done a couple, but okay, I've never done one.
It takes me, after we recorded a 2-hour episode, and usually there's bleed at the beginning and bleed at the end, so it's probably more like 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. It takes me a minimum of 8 hours to edit that down. So, you know, I'm basically, whoever's editing it is basically giving up their evening with their family every day after work for the week. So for the 2 or 3 or 4 hours, if they're lucky, if they can just focus on it and not have anybody interrupt them, you know, we could be done in 2 or 3 days. But generally, life isn't that nice to us, and it takes us the entire week to be there ready on release day, on release time.
Yeah.
You should see some of the text messages or emails we're getting that are just flying at the last minute. Like, dude, I think I got it, or it's going to be a few minutes later, it's going to be a few hours later. You know what? Screw it. I've had a bad day. It's going to take another day to finish it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if we were to complain, that's the aspect of this we all hate, is editing this thing so that it's enjoyable to listen to. But, you know, that's where the quality comes in. That's where I think, in the course of editing it, we find those nuggets to put at the beginning for the outtakes that are funny as fuck. And that's the time suck for us, is the editing process. So
yeah.
2 hours to record on a general episode. You know, if we have somebody we're interviewing, it can go into 4 easily. At least 8 hours to edit if we can just stay solidly focused.
Yeah, I think general rule of thumb, especially works really well for me, editing my video stuff, like the trips to the store and my videos for my YouTube channel. General rule of thumb is 3 times the amount of video or audio that you edit, you're going to spend, or video that you record, you're going to spend editing. So 15 minutes of video or audio, you're going to spend 45 minutes of that, 45 minutes editing that 15 minutes. So that's general rule of thumb. It seems to work out pretty well. Yeah, good question. Let's see here. We've got... actually, let's go on to our next piece of voltage. Yosh, you can go first.
Alrighty then. Let's see here. We're getting close to the 2 hour mark. I don't know how much longer we're going to do this, so I'm going to pull out probably my big item I brought out today.
All right, do it.
This is another comic book. This is another Regeneration 1, Issue 0, the Giant Robots exclusive cover, signed by just about every fucking person that worked on it.
Wow. I'm jealous of that cover.
This is a gorgeous cover. I got super lucky that I was able to acquire this one with everybody's signature on it. It's pretty neat. Simon's on here. Baskerville's on here. I mean, just everybody that touched this book is on here. And it's a beautiful cover. I'm going to go so far as to say this cover is better than the one that just came out that Giant Robots got.
I would probably agree with you. I really liked the Issue Zero cover. Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I had a quick conversation with the owner, Daryl, the owner of Giant Robot Comics, and he said that he and IDW and the guys there have already started planning the next exclusive cover.
Wow.
So he did imply it was a G1 cover, so that's I'm super looking forward to that.
That's awesome.
So this is probably the biggest, coolest, my most coveted item I brought out for today.
Wow.
Daryl, sir, beat that. Not that you, I don't even know why you're trying. Just cut your video feed.
I don't have comic books here, but I did bring my big boy out. I don't know how many times I don't bring this thing out very often. So who's ever watching this, you're getting a treat, because this is a pain in the ass to bring out. This is my G1 Predaking with the Crazy Devi add-on kit.
Damn.
So yes, it is G1, but it's got all the Crazy Devi add-ons onto it.
Would you say that weighs as much as a 5-year-old?
No.
Okay. Look like it.
This thing is amazing. I spent a lot of money on this thing, but this thing is pretty badass.
Is this one of the ones you would keep, or does this have a price on it?
No, this is a keeper. I think. I mean, I have taken it to toy shows and mm-hmm. put a ridiculously high amount on it, but this thing took me a long time. I've always loved Predaking, and he's just badass. They styled all the add-ons for him from that one picture from the Dreamwave era, mm-hmm. where he's just beating the hell out of Superion and Defensor at the same time.
Right.
And yeah, this is an epic kit. I have every single piece, and he's huge.
I've really enjoyed his appearances in the G1 comics, and I don't think they've used him nearly enough.
Yeah. Yeah, he's huge. And look at the size of that sword.
Can we see the back of him?
Sure.
God.
I have to use...
The back of this toy looks better than the front of most toys.
I use white gloves when I handle the wings and any other chrome bits, just because of the fingerprints.
Right.
But yeah, he's quite heavy, and there's an LED in his head to light it up. But it's a little hard to get to right now, so I'm not going to try. But yeah, this thing is.
Does it stay on, or do you have to push and hold it?
No, it stays on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That's wicked, dude.
This thing definitely draws attention.
I bet.
Yeah. I'm going to put him down because he's heavy.
Okay. That's gorgeous, man.
Yeah, I took a really nice picture of him, and I use it as my my phone screensaver, or background actually, background. Yeah, but yeah, that's my big boy.
That's awesome. That's very awesome. We got any more questions?
Yeah, we've got. Let's see. I think Dynamot Maximize has got the Q&A field filled here.
Is he maximizing the questions field?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go.
Let's go. There you go. He says, on the note of the podcast, have you considered just doing a show without editing, just for fun? Granted, you would have to watch the time and not get too carried away.
This is what the podcast would sound like if we didn't edit it.
Yes. Click, 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 click.
Jesus Christ. Fuck. So, I don't think anybody would enjoy it. I mean, you'd have to have some shitty fucking headphones to not hear all the crap that goes on in the background. You know, we edit it to make ourselves sound purdy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so no, that's
Oh, and all the ums that would be everywhere.
Yeah, lots of them.
If you go back through my personal Twitter feed, you'll actually see where I was singling out Daryl's ums and like just in the process of getting rid of his ums. Yeah. Cuz especially when he's talking a lot, when he gets really into toys, he doesn't want to fuck up. So his ums go through the roof, just as like when mine do when I'm talking about comics. So it's something we got to edit out, or it would drive everybody nuts.
Yeah. Dynamite Max Eyes asks another comic question. Either of you have the mini comic that had the story where the Dinobots combined into the Beast? I would love that, but I bet it's pricey. Is way up there, or its price is way up there. I don't have that.
This is the first I heard it existed.
Nope.
I love this. The shit's fucking 30 years old, and I'm still learning about stuff from the 80s that came out. You give me stuff to hunt for, and I hate that.
I have a feeling this was a Dreamwave book.
Oh, love
it. I think I've heard about it, but I don't have it.
Okay.
He says, Yoshi,
mm-hmm.
You are big on comics and all. Have you ever gotten the Generations 2 Halloween issue? This goes to you too, Daryl.
This is the issue 0 or the free comic issue, I think he's referring to.
I think it's the free comic one.
Yeah. Here's the deal with that. Yeah, I do own a copy, and it was a pain in the ass to get. Because usually when you find it, people want, at least when I was hunting for it actively, I was seeing it for well over $100. I got super lucky and found one way underpriced to what I thought it should be valued at. Here's the thing about that issue. First of all, I think it's a story from issue number 2 of Generation 2, I think, or issue 9. There's something in there.
I think you got it backwards. It came out first, but they ended up reprinting it in issue 2.
Okay, I've never heard it described like that, and I don't give a fuck. They reuse the issues, the story is told twice in the chronology. The fuck of it is it's printed on newspaper.
Hmm.
And, you know, whereas a normal comic is like this size, the issue is about another 4 or 5 inches taller. And maybe I'm shooting it over there. It's taller than a normal issue, which has made my life of trying to store that thing a huge pain in the ass. Like, I hesitate to say this because it's embarrassing, but it might have actually been slightly bent, or I don't know, but it's just storing it is such a pain in the ass that I think I might be doing more harm than good actually owning this. And I didn't know this when I went to get it. Like, I got it, and I was shocked at its shit size. You know, I even own some UK Transformer books, and those are fucking a way different scale too. I have an easier time storing those than I do this fucking thing. So yeah, I have it. It's a pain in the ass to have.
Cool. I don't have it.
Okay.
But I've heard of it.
It's a pain in the ass to have.
Okay. Let's see here. He continues to ask, the mini comic came out like a DVD set in the UK. I have seen a video on YouTube where someone uploaded a motion comic of it.
Cool. Oh, cool. Might have to look into that.
He says, Yoshi, any way I can find that issue zero cover? I would suggest eBay.
Yeah, I think I ended up getting mine on eBay. And something like this, you know, this is just generally good advice for anything you order that you're going to value and not just totally turn around and hawk right away, is definitely make contact with the guy that's selling it to you and tell him you want to spend the extra bucks to make sure it's not going to get damaged in the mail. I think I've seen it also on... MyComicsPlace.com had a couple of issues at a ridiculous price. I contacted Mile High Comics, too. They're the place I go to when I get super desperate to find something. They had no record that this comic even existed. You know, like I said, it's printed on what looks like newspaper. I wouldn't be shocked if this thing just quickly got thrown away, and there aren't that very many out there. I could be wrong.
I think he's asking about the issue zero of Regen.
Oh, where can you find it? Fuck, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I just went off on a whole tangent on the wrong book.
Damn right.
Yeah, you're right, eBay. I mean, eBay is my go-to place because I just live in the middle of fucking nowhere. I mean, nobody up here sells or trades comics. eBay is my place. Craigslist, maybe. And, you know, I don't know. This might be a question for Jeremy and Charles when we sit down with them, and I'll write it down, is, you know, were they able to find any of these alternative covers there? I think the latest one you and I got, Daryl, from Giant Robot Comics, from More Than Meets the Eye, was it? No, it was Robots in Disguise.
Yes. Yeah.
I speculate, because this happened with issue zero, I speculate that that at least Casey Caller is going to put these up on eBay signed.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee he's gotten a handful of issues, and he's going to put one or two of them up on eBay. He's done it in the past, and I would not at all be shocked if he does it again.
Mm-hmm. So, Rob Pearson says he has no idea what kind of hamster Dinobot Maximize has running in his mind, but he can't think of questions fast enough. And then
that was a joke, but I'm bummed. Yes.
Dinobot Maximize apologizes, says, "Roy, sorry, Rob, I'm just good at typing." he then asks again, note on that G2 comic, it was reprinted in issue 2 of G2. I have found issue on eBay for $45. Wife would hurt me bad if I paid that much for it as much as I want it. So, yeah. There you go. It's on eBay right now for $45.
You know what, though? I think you could easily make that back when you get ready to sell it. And I just say that because the demand for it is out there. I mean, it's a really obscure book to find, it seems.
Mm-hmm. Rob Pearson, if thanking us for doing this, no problem, buddy. This has been fun so far.
This is what we do.
Yeah. I've got one more I can kind of push into one giant show off here for you. I know we're getting close on time, but I recently completed all three of these guys, and I'm super duper happy to have them all together. So here is my G1 trio of Blur, Hot Rod, and Cup.
Oh, fantastic.
And they're all awesome quality figures.
I want your trio. Have these been repo labeled?
Nope. These are all original labeled right now, too. Yeah, awesome. You can tell with the Hot Rod, he's got some pretty good wear down here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but no, they're all pretty good. They're all got all their guns and everything.
That's wicked, dude.
Yeah. No, I like them.
The fearsome threesome.
That's right. Do you have another one there you want to show off?
Is this going to be the last one I show off?
Yep.
All right, let's see. You know what? I'm gonna show this one off because we can talk about it for a moment. Everybody get your questions in, too, because we're about to call it for the night.
Yeah, we've got about 10 minutes left.
I picked up, my dear friend Daryl, Legacy.
Oh, that's the cover art one, eh?
This is the cover. This is the box art. This is the G1 art book.
Wow.
This thing is, like every IDW hardback book, phenomenal.
Wow.
I haven't even gotten through it all the way yet. It's that new and it's that new. I'm like, this is one of those things. I'm like, maybe I need to order two because I don't want to fuck it up. Like, this is one where your grease on your fingers are going to show on the page. That's how nice it is. It is a beautiful book. It is filled with just amazing, amazing, pages of box art and art in general. In listening to Steve's last podcast, The Macrocranials, he was saying that he'd been reading, and I have done absolutely no research on this book, but according to what he had researched, there was supposed to be a lot more content in regards to interviews in this book regarding the artists and the box art, and that a lot of that isn't in here, or didn't make it, or the interviews weren't completed, or they were completed and they were edited out. And his theory is that there's going to maybe, very, very, very maybe, depending on how well this one does, I would speculate, going to be a second book, a director's cut, if you will, with tons of interviews, hopefully. But he was a little bummed out by the lack of interviews and the lack of content as far as the research that went into making this. I think this is a gorgeous, gorgeous book, and I'm highly debating getting a second one because I want to be able to have this out for people to flip through because it is so nice.
Yeah, that looks really good. I really loved going through the PDF that we got sent for review. Yeah. That was amazing.
It's drop dead gorgeous. It is drop dead gorgeous. I had this pre-ordered for the longest time. I didn't think it would be this good, and I'm just blown away by how awesome it is.
Can I ask you how much it was?
I want to say I spent $32 on Amazon. I think I pre-ordered this thing like when it was announced. The back of it says $49.99 US. So, definitely worth the $50 price tag, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And that will be the last thing I show off today, because you won't let me show off anything else.
Yeah. All right, we've got...
We're going to finish up questions?
Yeah, Dinobot Maximize says, I have to admit, what I'm enjoying about this is having Dogcades, myself, and Rob talking to you guys all at the same time. We're enjoying that too, man. That's awesome. We're having a great time. Rob responds and says that he agrees. This is fun. We're really enjoying all of this. Dinobot Maximize says, if he can make a suggestion about another hangout, I'm pretty sure you can have it where all of us can be on cams at on Skype or whatever. I think it would be interesting to have the transmissions team with three of their biggest fans. It's totally possible to have us all here on cams all at the same time. The issue is everybody starts talking over top of one another, and it becomes a humongous clusterfuck to try and understand. So this is honestly... I really would like to see if I can figure out a way to get the group chat going. I don't know how I was able to not do that. I didn't see the option for it. I definitely would have initialized it if I saw it, but
we'll figure it out for next time for sure.
Yeah, I missed it, but But having everybody on cams is just, it's insanity. It really is.
A nightmare, man.
Yeah. We definitely want to have this as a possibility for a future show, and having everyone's voice and all clamoring in on topics all at the same time, it's not possible. So this is the only way to really do it organized and in any kind of professional fashion. So yeah. Sorry. And his last question is a toy question. He says, what did we think of TFCon exclusives Brave Maximus? And I was blown away by it. Yoshi, I don't know whether you were able to see it yet. I can do that screen share thing again.
Yeah, let's share your screen. I haven't seen this thing.
All right. So basically they... let's see here. They... yeah, I know, right? There we are. So we had... Yeah. So this is it there. And this came out of left field. Like, I had no idea that this thing was happening. And I'm amazed that this is it looks as good as it does. So yeah, this thing looks amazing.
It was a very, very solid G1 field there.
Oh yeah. So this is they're calling him Grant, but this is essentially Brave Maximus, yeah, this thing looks amazing, and then I did see in the pictures they did have a Fortress Maximus version of him as well. So yeah, this thing looks awesome. He's not insanely big, which is good for price point, but yeah, this thing looks really cool, and I think it's going to be really popular. They only had 180 of them at TFCon, and they were sold out immediately. But yeah, there are a limited supply left for TFCon, or sorry, for TF Source, and then I believe after once all of these initial Grand Maximus or Grant are sold out, they'll probably release the Fortress Maximus version. Because you know what's going to happen. I mean, this thing is Fortress Maximus, just in different colors.
Right.
So yeah, that's it there. But it looks really wicked. And yeah.
I kind of feel like they spent some time on those stickers, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it looks really good.
Nice. I wouldn't have bought one, but it looks really, really solid. Because it doesn't have rubber tires.
Yeah. Let's see here. We got a couple other questions while I was sharing my screen.
Yeah.
K-Girl asks, an infallible solution would be whoever holds the golden spoon gets to talk. Yes, it's true.
You know, there's also the issue with, we just need to do some practice runs and see if we can do it in a special way. But, like, I know in Alaska, our internet is like a third world country's internet. If I get too many video streams coming in here, I'm gonna crash hard.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you need me to talk about toys. We can fix that right there. I'll just buy.
Yeah. But no, it's definitely difficult. We have the issue when we're talking to just the four of us for the trips to the store. We've definitely got a bit of a rhythm down because we've been doing it for so long. But every now and then we still talk over each other, and then all that has to get edited out. We have to do it again. So yeah, it's a bit of a pain in the ass. Let's see. Rob Pearson asks, ask Vangelis how he does it, where the chat is live while he talks. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, I think he might do an IRC chat or something like that. I think Jeremy was going to play around with that.
It's easy enough. Yeah, we should be able to set that up pretty easy at the very least.
Yeah. Dinobot Maximize said, I agree, and I want the Fort Max one myself. He was my favorite in the G1 comics when I was a kid, when my friends and I would play Transformers, where we were the TFs, I would be Fort Maximus every time.
That's cool.
Yeah. I never had Fort Maximus.
They're heading right for us. Turn into a city.
Yeah, I never had them. And Dodcade says, if we all had cams, maybe sometime. Dodcade, you don't have a camera? Come on, man.
I think the message is clear. We need to, the next time we do this, we just need to figure out how to be able to get their participation in here a little bit better. Whether it's we set up a separate chat room, we get the chat room and this working, but asking questions is not fun this way.
Yeah.
We'll
definitely figure it out. I think definitely getting a group chat thing going on. I mean, there is a group chat option here, but I think that's just for the people that are participating in the Hangout. So I don't see that there. Yeah. And, yeah, so that's it. I'd like to thank Jeremy and Charles for joining us on their drive home.
Heck yeah.
And letting us know fresh in their mind what TFCon Chicago was like.
It was a hug-gasm from what I get.
Lots of hugs.
Lots of hugs.
And, yeah, I mean, thanks, Yoshi, for doing your part. It would have been a really boring show if it were just me sitting here and chatting away.
I like to bring the swears.
I don't know whether you have yet.
Oh, I've said fuck quite a few fucking times.
All right.
Pay attention.
Fuck yeah.
Goddamn Canadian.
And yeah, so thank you guys all for listening and watching. I hope this was somewhat entertaining, and hopefully this becomes a episode. I think it should have been good enough to become an episode. If not, we'll try harder next time.
Hell yeah.
So for all of us here at Transmissions, thanks for watching and listening. And tune into upcoming episodes for some interesting interviews. I think the guys in Chicago did some
due diligence.
Yes, they did their due diligence, and they did some good work down there. So yes, thanks for listening and watching, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for picking up our transmissions. You can learn more about transmissions on our website at www.transmissionspodcast.com. where you can find all of our contact information and links to social media. Night, fuckers.
Good night, all.
I have to pee.
Peeing is good.
Peeing is good. Oh, that's better.
Thanks for picking up our transmission. Give us feedback on our website at www.transmissionspodcast.com, where you can find all of our contact info on social media and links to all of our show notes discussed in each episode. You can also email us directly at feedback@transmissionspodcast.com.